there aren't many yeshivas that have mandatory shir at midnight, but the Rosh Yeshiva felt that there are many in Shana Aleph who were capable of, in terms of their tshuva, in terms of their desire, to raise the bar a little bit higher in terms of their machshava, how they look at Torah, and how that affects their amelus b'Torah, how it affects their avodas Hashem. So therefore, it was suggested that we should learn together Nefesh HaChaim. Because Nefesh HaChaim is a very intense limud, and I'll give a little bit of the historical background tonight, we're not going to really, really begin Nefesh HaChaim tonight. What I'm going to give you is a short background of the history of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, give you a sense of what this sefer is, and then give you some Mar Mekomos to prepare for next week. Emir Tashem, if we're still awake at this time again next week. Are people okay with this time?
No.
Okay, we could talk about that. Okay. To introduce who Reb Chaim Volozhiner was and what Nefesh HaChaim is, start with a story. The story takes place in the backdrop of the greatest philosophical dialectic that existed in the last 300 years, the machlokis, if you will, between the Baal Shem Tov and the Gra. There's no question that the Baal Shem Tov and the Gra are the two most seminal figures in Ashkenazic history of the last 300 years. One of the close Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov was the Baal HaTanya. The legend goes that the Baal HaTanya came to speak to the Gra to try to explain the position of his Rebbe and the position of Chassidus, which it was known that the Gra had opposed. And that day, the Gra refused to see the Baal HaTanya. The Baal HaTanya tried again, like standing outside of the office of the Rosh Yeshiva, trying to get in. He tried for a couple of days, and that was it. He left. Now the Talmidim of the Gra, one of them, his most prominent one was Reb Chaim Volozhiner, noticed that it was very interesting that day that the Gra refused to see the Baal HaTanya, he also spent hours learning Mishnayos with a simple Vasser Trugger. Vasser Trugger is a water carrier. He had spent a lot of time learning with this fellow, while the Baal HaTanya was standing and waiting outside. The Baal HaTanya, they knew, was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, the Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and he refused to encounter the Baal HaTanya, yet he was learning Mishnayos with this Vasser Trugger. And he explained to him, this fellow came in, he was stuck on a Mishnah, and the Gruz sat down to him and explained to him for Aleph and Tuf. The Gruz Talmidim asked him, why is it that the Baal HaTanya comes to speak to you, and you don't speak with them, but you'd rather learn with the simple Vasser Trugger? And the Gruz answered a teretz, which really in many ways captures who the Vilna Gaon was, and also sets the tone for the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, the historical context in which the Nefesh HaChaim was born out of, and who Reb Chaim Volozhiner became. The Gra said, when the Baal HaTanya came to speak to me, the Baal HaTanya wanted to present an agenda. We now know today a beautiful agenda, not an agenda which had Chas V'Shalom Kfir in it, but at that time, he wanted to present an agenda. The Gra said, I'm not interested in arguing about different shittos, different philosophies. However, the water carrier, he didn't understand the Mishnah. He came to me not as a colleague who wants to discuss politics and the future of Klal Yisrael from a geo sense, but rather he wanted to learn a Mishnah. He came as a Talmud. I have a chiyuv to teach Torah, says the Gra, to a Talmud and not someone who wants to come to debate. That was what the Gra said. Now we realize that we see the Gra's godless. The Gra, who knew Kala Torah Kula on his fingertips, we see from this story that the Gra was not interested in pursuing any of his own personal agenda. If he wanted, he could have caused this discussion with the Balatanya to be a cause celeb, to make a big deal about it. The Gra wasn't interested in that at all. What the Gra wanted to do was learn Torah 24/7. And the Gra did it in a legendary manner and left a vast literature behind him. But what the Gra didn't leave was two things. The Gra did not leave a sense, a magnum opus, a perspective of what he thought was the proper approach for us, for you and I, to approach Talmud Torah and Avodas Hashem for that matter. He had Perushim on Agada and so on, but it wasn't a clear guide in terms of Machshava of what is our role. That's Aleph. That's one thing that the Gra didn't do. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner, as his principal Talmud, wrote the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, which in many ways was a response to the Sefer Tanya that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav had written. Interestingly, as much as it was a response to Tanya, the two Svarim actually resemble each other more than they disagree with each other. We're going to see stylistically, as we learn, as we're Amal in the Nefesh HaChaim, how much the Tanya has in common with the Nefesh HaChaim. But either way, that was one thing that that Reb Chaim Volozhiner did. The other thing that Reb Chaim Volozhiner did, and for this reason the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim speaks to us very much, Nefesh HaChaim took the Gra's methodology, which was born out of the Gra's four Amos in his own study, and he created an institution out of it. And that institution was an institution that was unheard of at the time. And that institution was a yeshiva. The modern notion of the yeshiva really comes from Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Reb Chaim Volozhiner founded the yeshiva of Volozhin, which all yeshivas today come from that yeshiva of Volozhin. All yeshivas of today stem from that yeshiva. So, here we are, we're all sitting together in a yeshiva. We are devoting ourselves to the study of Torah in that same manner that Reb Chaim Volozhiner had set down from his Rebbe of the Gra. But there are a lot of questions that we have to ask, and this is what Reb Chaim Volozhiner tries to address in the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. Why is Talmud Torah, why is sitting and learning whether a woman is Mekudeshes with a half a Nesina important for our spirituality? How does that bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How does it make me Dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Another thing that Reb Chaim Volozhiner addresses in the Nefesh HaChaim is what's the proper relationship between the study of Musar and the Limud of Gemara? How much should I be studying Musar and how much Gemara should I be learning? And then Reb Chaim Volozhiner equates these issues or relates these issues to some lofty concepts that we sometimes encounter when we read Svarim that we don't understand. For example, the idea that when we learn the Torah, we hold up the world. What does that mean? What exactly does that mean? That our learning of Torah holds up the world, obviously we can't understand in a concrete manner. The idea of Yisrael, Varais, Vekucha, Berichu, Chadu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are all one, what does that mean? And finally, Reb Chaim Volozhiner discusses in detail what the pasuk means when it says that we're made in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's image. What does that mean? That we are made in God's image. Clearly we know we have a neshama, but what does it mean to be made in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? These are an example of some of the questions that Reb Chaim Volozhiner discusses in the Nefesh HaChaim. Now when we learn the Siva Shalom together, we open up the Sefer and we just read it straight. The Siva Shalom is a very easy sefer to read. Nefesh HaChaim is one of those Sfarim that in order to really appreciate it, it's something that one has to work through. One has to be amel in it. The language is not easy, and also the the subject matter is not something that you just lean back and imbibe. It's a subject matter that really requires a large measure of amelus. So let's just start with Shaar Dalet, Perek Aleph, where Reb Chaim Volozhiner paints the historical picture in many ways behind the deep issues that he's going to discuss that I'll give you Maor Mekomos for next week. Says Reb Chaim, Od Ros Amarti Lovo B'Megillah Sefer Kosa B'Godel Achiyuv Shel Esek HaTeira Al Kol Ish Yisrael Yomam V'Laila. He says that I don't know why he waits till Shaar Dalet for this. You'll see why I'm bothered by that. Maybe keep in mind when you're learning this in Seder. Why is it that Reb Chaim Volozhiner waits till the fourth chapter, if you will, to discuss the significance of Talmud Torah? We'll see. It seems to be a little bit out of place. I'm not sure I have an answer to that question, so we could discuss that. V'loshem midaveres kidula asikar tefarta umalosa shel haTorah v'adam hayashar ha'otzek v'ahogeh bo besoras chetzal l'shonam. So again, he speaks in a flowery terms. In flowery terms, he says, I want to discuss exactly what is the significance of Talmud Torah. Again, historically, Reb Chaim Volozhiner is writing this as the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva, the Aviha Yeshivos, as he's referred to, the father of all Yeshivos, to describe what is Talmud Torah for us. Skip down to the next paragraph. V'gam, kama me'osan asher kirvas elokim yachbitzun, hema bacharu la'atzman l'kpo ha'kol iko limudam b'sefer yiro musar kol hayomim. Now this is a critical line. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, I've noticed in my time that there are people who have gravitated away from the learning of Gemara. And they spend their time, their ikur limud, their predominant time, they spend learning Musar. The lokfias ikur esik b'torah dosha. And they don't spend a lot of time being koveya in actual Torah. B'mikros v'alachos merubos, being osek in chumish and many halachos. V'adayin l'ro ma'oros mimeyem. And these people, he claims, have not experienced the Orat Torah. He says, I'm bothered very much. Their intent is for Shemayim, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this is not the way in which one encounters HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So clearly, Reb Chaim Volozhiner has framed this in a philosophical context and, of course, in a historical context. The historical context is that there were many at that time, read over here what we now refer to as Hasidim, who, by the way, not the Gedolim of the Hasidim, this was not how Hasidus ultimately evolved, but at that time, Reb Chaim Volozhiner noticed the danger that there were people who were being Otsek in Sifrei Yiro Musar without applying themselves in Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos. And Chumash. People who were focusing their entire time on Limud HaMusar. Now, Reb Chaim Volozhiner is struggling over here philosophically. We know that our role on this world is to do 613 mitzvahs. And we know that we have to have Yirah Shemayim. We know that we have to work on ourselves. Then we walk down the street and we see a pretty girl. We don't look at her. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner is struggling. Maybe these people are right. These people are working on the Yirah and Musar. And it's a Tzarech Hayom. After all, the Dveikus that comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through davening and Tehillim. So am I sitting down in yeshiva? Why am I a Talmud of someone who all he did Yom HaVelayla was he was Osek in the Dalet Amos Shel Halacha? He's bothered by this. Va'emes. Ki Sifra Yira Hinem Kechol Darchei Hashem HaYisharim. He says it's true. The Sfarim of Yiras Hashem are correct. In other words, the idea that Sifrei Musar don't have a place in our library is 100% wrong. We need Sifrei Musar. Kidoros harishonim ha'yikvuim kol yimeim be'esek ve'egyon taraseinu ha'kdosha. The previous Doros, like he's referring, for example, to Rabbeinu Yonah, who was one of the great Rishonim, but at the same time wrote a Musar Sefer called Shari Tshuva. Tekuim ba'alei ha'midrashos, this stands for B'gemara, Pirush Rashi, and Tosfos. At the same time, Rabbeinu Yonah was one of the great Rishonim. Vishalheves Satorasenu Akdosha Yibar Belibam Keish Boeres. The fire burnt inside of him. The entire goal of Rabbeinu Yonah was to ensure the grandeur of Torah. Skip down two paragraphs. So he's described that in the Doras HaKodmim, the previous generations, they were Amel in both Torah and in Europe. But however, says Reb Chaim, today things are different. Vein ata bedoros halalu bavonos harabim. Nafochu agvoa hushba. Shekama v'chama samu kol ikar kviyas limudim rov hayamim rak b'sifre yira umusa. Nowadays, what has happened is that there are people who spend their entire days just learning Musa. Ba'amra, ki zeh kol ha'adam ba'olam olasik v'em tamid. Kehem alivim halavavos. He says they encourage the passion of the heart in avodas Hashem. After all, it makes sense. Asher az yikana levavo lahachniu lahashbera yetzim itavosa. It breaks our taivos, as we spoke about before. Ulus yashem midos tovos. The keser torum and ach bekaren zavos. But what's happened? It says the glory of Torah, the crown of Torah. If people are constantly worried about their avodas hayetzer, so the Torah gets left in the corner. Only the Gra sits and learns Torah. Everybody else is learning Sifrei Musar. Ube'enai, and now he gives a social observation. Re'isi v'pelech echad, I saw in one village, shekol kach ispashet eslan zos, that this became so common, that they were just learning Yira Musar, at sheberov bate midrashim, ein b'em rak Sifrei Musar l'rov. Their libraries only had Sifrei Musar. There wasn't even one full shas. In the entire community, there wasn't even a full shas. He claims this is not the derech that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. He says in a short period of time, the next generation of children that grow up in such a community will not even be able to have someone who will know how to pask in a basic shayla. The Torah matehe aleha. What's going to be with Torah? So, Reb Chaim V'lozhner really has created the tension. On the one hand, everybody knows you need Yira Musar. On the other hand, he says that things have fallen to disarray because Torah has begun to be forgotten. Now, when you read this paragraph, you clearly see why the Yeshiva V'lozhner was founded. The Yeshiva V'lozhner was founded because Reb Chaim felt you needed a central place where these children who were coming from communities that weren't getting the proper guidance in Amelus B'Torah, where these children were finally given the proper structure of Torah, where there was a Shas Shalem. Not only a physical Shas Shalem, but that they were given the proper role models in Talmud Torah, which they weren't receiving. However, what he hasn't explained to us is philosophically. B'machshava. Why is it that it's important? Maybe all we need is to have a seminary where a few, like L'Havdol al-Favdolos, when you have priests, you have a few become a priest, a few become rabbis, and the rest of the Amon Am should learn Sifrei Musar. Why is it important for you and I, who are not going to be the future Poskei Adar, I should speak about myself, not about, maybe someone here will be, Bezras Hashem. But for most of us, who are not going to be the Poskei Adar, why should we be on that track? Why should we be part of that system of Torah? We should be learning Sifrei Musar. Hein Lazos, he continues on the bottom of Reish Ches. Atzor b'milim miyucham l'yodiyah b'shifte Yisrael ne'mona li'yur Hashem v'choshe Yishimov. That's why I can't hold back from words to explain why you need to be Osek in Torah. There's been a tremendous Aver B'tul Torah, and that's why what I'm about to write is so important. And what am I going to start talking about? Mahu inyan lishma. Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, the first thing that I'm going to discuss, and this is what we'll discuss, start with the Mirtz Hashem next week, Perek Beis, is what does it mean, Torah Lishma? What is Torah Lishma? Ki gam zeh prichatas. Because many people make a mistake when they talk about learning Lishma, they misunderstand what learning for learning's sake means. What do they think? L'kama amonim atzmei sekatar hakdosha. Many people stop learning. Ki inyan Lishma perish b'dveikus gadol b'li hafsek. They think that learning is about feeling spiritual, feeling close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, I'm not saying that that's not an important component of Avodas Hashem, but that isn't the definition. Remember, we're talking about a Talmud now of the Gra, where definition is very critical. To define in clear halachic terms what is Torah Lishma, the definition of Torah Lishma, he says, is not that a person feels when he's learning that he's dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what is it? Is it purely an intellectual exercise? That intuitively, you and I know that that's also not what it is, because then you could just as well, you don't need to have a yeshiva say that it's special that we're learning in yeshiva so close to Makom Midrash. You could just as well do it in Harvard and Yale, if it's purely chas v'chalila intellectual exercise. So what is it? On the one hand, he says, Torah is not about, learning Torah is not about that at the moment that you're learning, you're feeling Dovek Takadosh Baruch Hu, yet at the same time, you and I know, just intuitively, that Talmud Torah is not a spiritual exercise, is not an intellectual exercise. Because then it could just as well appear in any university. Continues Reb Chaim, V'gamra chol yosem izeh. And then I see people who make another mistake about Torah Lishma. The first group of people are the people who think that the pshat in Torah Lishma is that you need dveikus. Shesovra medatam sheisek haTorah below dveikus ein klum ulelo shum talas chas v'sham. So then there are people who not only do they think that if they don't learn Torah Lishma, that they're not dovek l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they haven't reached their peak, he says that's a mistake, but there are people who think that Torah is worthless if you don't feel dveikus at the moment that you're learning. Now, it sounds like he's repeating the same thing. Let me just be mazbir. What is the difference between the paragraph uschila and the paragraph of the gamra'a? The Gemara in Pesachim tells us that mitov shelo lishma balishma. That if a person learns shelo lishma, then eventually he'll come to lishma. If he does a mitzvah shelo lishma, without the proper intention, don't give up, because eventually you'll come to lishma. What does that mean? Just to explain the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that there are times that we need incentive. We need incentive. We need an incentive to learn that isn't necessarily the most ideal goal. For example, we're doing it because our parents want us to. We're doing it even because of a certain amount of social pressure. So Gemara says, don't give up. Mitol shelo lishma, ba lishma. It'll come to lishma. And I can tell you in my own personal life that that's so. That even if you don't necessarily start off for the most sincerest of reasons, but eventually, mitol shelo lishma, ba lishma. It can come to lishma. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, first there are people who think that if they learn without feeling dveikus, that's shelo lishma. He says, that's wrong. And then there are people who think not only is it shelo lishma, but they think it's not even Torah. So you see how far Reb Chaim Volozhiner had felt that people had sunk. That they had assumed that learning Torah, if you're not feeling spiritual at the moment that you're explaining that tosvos, that you're not even learning Torah. So Reb Chaim is going to set out that this is not correct. So he says, Lozos ki shiron atman shein libam holoch zos hamadrega shein imudim edvekus tmini lo yiskel kla lumot vakein tof with Torah. They've become weakened in Torah, and I'm going to explain what Torah Lishma is. Now, we could start Perek Beis. It's not too late. We could start Perek Beis, but I want you to learn it on your own. So, one time I could suggest is at 3:40 Shana Bet. Some boys in Shana Bet learn Musar from 3:40 to 4:00. Seder starts officially at 4:00. So if for those of you who want to pair up in Chavrusas, that would be a beautiful idea. Nefesh HaChaim, because it's pretty... This parak was actually quite relaxed compared to other prakim, especially once he starts quoting Zohar's. Because of that, I think it's a lot better for you to learn to do it b'chavrusa as opposed to by yourself. So let me tell you what we're going to cover. Next week we're really going... This was just sort of historical introduction. Next week we'll really start to delve into his solutions of exactly what is Torah Lishma and how does that affect his worldview about our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let me give you the Marim Mekomos for next week. Continue on Perek Beis and Perek Gimel in Shar Dalet. Shar Dalet, Perek Beis, Perek Gimel. I think it would be kedai if you could buy a Nefesh HaChaim. I don't think in the long run you'll regret having one. This is the explanation of what we're doing in Yeshiva is the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. Perek Beis and Perek Gimel, and then switch to Shar Aleph. Go to Shar Aleph. Do Shar Aleph, Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, Perek Gimel. And if you want more, so then you can come over to me during Seder in the Beis Medrash. I think this is enough. We might get a little bit further than that, but again, Shar Dalet, Perek Beis, Perek Gimel, Shar Aleph, Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, Perek Gimel, even Perek Dalet, from the beginning, from Shar Aleph. You'll see why we switch back to Shar Aleph. You might see when we learn it. What he's going to do is first define for us what is Torah Lishma. He's going to then, in Shar Aleph, for Chaim Elojah, will then describe our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how we encounter HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is going to relate to Torah Lishma. Somehow that is going to connect. Okay. Also, in the coming weeks, I'd like to get to meet every one of you. So if you have a chance to come over, say hello, and so on. If you have any ha'aros also of what you want to do in terms of the limud, in terms of speed or anything else, any other ha'aros, I'd love to hear it. And Bezras Hashem will be able to delve into Reb Chaim's Mahalach in terms of both Talmud Torah as well as Dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One more thing for the Marim Mekomos. So we'll always, every once in a while, we'll contrast it to Chassidus. If you want, you could also take a look at the Hakdoma of the Iglei Tal. The Iglei Tal, the Sefer Iglei Tal, is a Sefer that was written. Anybody know who wrote the Sefer Iglei Tal? Anybody heard of the Sefer Iglei Tal? The Sefer Iglei Tal is a Sefer on the Melachos of Shabbos. The Sefer Iglei Tal was written by the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer was one of the greatest Hasidish Rebbes and also one of the greatest posts in the last 200 years. And there we'll see that the Iglei Tal's Mahalach, in terms of Talmud Torah in the Hakdama to the Sefer on Hilchos Shabbos, is not that strikingly different than the Nefesh HaChaim. So it's important to realize that even though there are clearly some contrasts between the Olam HaChassidi and, if you will, the Olam HaYeshivos, still, I think they have much more in common than they are in part. Okay, are there any questions that anybody want to ask publicly about what we just did? The Seder. Okay, so next week is it better at 12 o'clock or at 11:15?
12.
How many people prefer 12? And how many people prefer 11? This is assuming that you'll come at those times. How many people would prefer 12? Okay. And 11:15? I think 11:15 won. It's a close call. I have a sneaky suspicion, though, that when I'm going to tell the Rosh Yeshiva that he's going to prefer 12, though. So I think it's going to stay at, that's my guess, that I'll stay at 12.